Kia ora and welcome back. And I'm here with some, well, Godfrey's Law
yes.
is in the house. Weird way to put it. Anyway, we're talking about like purchasing processes for first home buyers today.
Yeah.
So if you're a first home buyer out there, listen up. Like, this will be useful for you.
This is for you.
So basically, let's start really simply. Like, why does a lawyer need to be involved?
Yeah, well, obviously for anyone, it's going to be a very daunting process, especially for first home buyers. You're going to open homes, you're seeing agents, you're getting overloaded with information.
Totally.
You get given property files with LIM reports, titles, and it's kind of hard to make sense of what that actually means. So it's good to get a lawyer involved, have someone to look over those documents to make sure that you're actually making an informed decision and that you're happy to purchase that house.
Cool.
Yeah.
What should a first home buyer know?
So when you're creating an agreement, it's good to put in certain conditions that, you know, are going to protect your interests.
Right.
So
right.
we suggest you put in a LIM report, finance, building report and insurance, and have a time frame of about 10 working days. That way it gives you enough time to sort your insurance, sort your finance, be able to order an independent building report and get a good scope of what the property's like and get some, judge it that way.
What is actually a LIM report? I hear people talk about them, but what is it?
A LIM report is basically a report that the council generates. So they hold information for properties and put it all together, and that way you can...
Okay. So you've put an offer, right? And it's now accepted.
Yeah.
What's kind of the next stage there?
So then you start to work through your conditions. So for finance, you'd talk to your mortgage broker, get a good loan structure, maybe sort your KiwiSaver, first home grants. We do a comprehensive report on the title and the LIM, make sure you understand everything.
Cool.
And, you get that independent building inspector through the property, make sure there's no significant defects or anything that's going to affect your enjoyment. And you work through those get accepted, and then you pretty much just wait it out until you have to move in.
Cool. Okay. So can people, pull out at this point? Once a agreement is signed, can either party still pull out?
So it's best to opt out of the contract while it's still conditional, while you're still working through those steps.
Yeah.
When it becomes unconditional, it's a lot more limited.
Okay.
But a classic example is... you do the building report, you find an unsatisfactory result, you don't think that can be negotiated with the vendor, or you don't think it can be fixed before settlement.
Right.
So there's general clauses in the agreement that you can opt out that way.
Okay.
Yeah, you're not locked in forever.
All right, well, yeah, that's comforting, I guess. So why, kind of from your perspective as a lawyer, why is it so important that you're involved in all of this?
Yeah, like I said, it would be quite hard to do on your own. It's very overwhelming. A lot of information, complex legal terms thrown around.
Okay.
It's just best to have a lawyer that's there as a support who can kind of guide you through the process.
Yeah.
Answer any questions and just give you clear explanations so you know what's going on at all times, and just make it as stress-free as it can be.
Okay, yeah. I mean, the whole concept of buying a house seems stressful enough, so if you can alleviate
have
some
someone
of that.
To support you through that.
Are you on the property ladder?
Yes. Oh, no, nearly. I'm looking at the moment. Yeah.
Oh, well, I'm nowhere near, so well done you. Well done you. Do you need a lawyer? What's the deal there?
Yeah, so I wouldn't be able to act for myself.
Right,
I'd probably get someone else in the firm.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah.
Keep it in the family, I guess. Hey, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having
me. It's always great to get some law advice on a Monday morning.
Yes.
And Godfrey's Law Team, if anyone out there wants to contact you guys, how do they get in contact?
So they can just look us up, godfreyslaw.co.nz, or they can send me an email, kate@godfreyslaw.co.nz.
Cool.
Easy as
that. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.